Yeah, cool. It is recording. My name is Gordon Maloney, and I'm the president of the National Union of Students in Scotland. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so later today, we're going to have Mike Russell, the Cabinet Secretary for Education and Lifelong Learning, and Kezia Dugdale, his shadow in the Labour Party, as well as Annabel Goldie from the Scottish Conservatives and Maggie Chapman from the Scottish Greens, debating independence in front of an audience of about 150 students from across Scotland. We're really excited that that they're coming to our event. I think it shows the extent to which students are being taken seriously in the debate. And it's a great opportunity for students to kind of grill them on what the referendum means for students and young people in Scotland today. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm holding the recording thing in trying to hold it in exactly the same place. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, student. I mean, it's understandable that students are really concerned about what the referendum means for education in that respect. But I think students are also really concerned about the kind of Scotland we're going to be living in. NUS has taken the stance that we're not going to take a side on the debate, but only on the question of kind of yes or no. And on all the other questions are around the kind of Scotland we want to live in, a Scotland where social justice and fairness is absolutely at the heart. And I think those are the questions that students are going to be asking today. Yeah, and I think it's, people talk about students and young people as future generations, but we're not just the future, we're the present, And I think a lot of people will be going into this debate with, strong opinions one way or the other, but a lot of people are still to make their mind up. It's all to play for. But I think the thing that people are really interested in today from our end is not just what happens at the referendum, but what happens after it. Because either way, a lot of the issues that have come out of it are not questions that will actually be resolved by a yes or a no vote, but will be resolved by the kind of policy decisions that are taken afterwards. And I think today is just as much about getting our foot in the door on that as it is about shaping the referendum itself. Sorry, I didn't quite hear the question. Yeah, no, it's a huge draw, and Professor Curtis has been, a kind of prominent voice in the referendum. And I think, again, it shows the extent to which we're succeeding in taking the debate out of the hands of politicians and kind of professional distant places, but forcing them to come to us and debate it in settings that are very much on our terms. I think it's definitely the case that I and a lot of people I speak to have been really frustrated by a few of the kind of higher profile debates, we can only hope, and I think we're expecting that today's debate is going to be of a bit more substance, and that people will be able to grill the politicians on the questions that really matter to them, and kind of avoid some of the more, I guess, boring sticking points that we've seen in some of the other debates, and get away from some of the more like soundbite talking points and into the real questions. Yeah, no, that's fine for me. Cool. So I